I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, sports writer extraordinaire Bob Ryan stops by for a look back at his career. But first, less than 6 months ago, Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling was banned from the NBA. Sterling was forced to sell his team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion, and then he sued the league for $1 billion in damages. We're tired of talking about all that, so we invited Ben Bulch of the LA Times to talk about how the Clippers are faring as a basketball team. Ben, the NBA regular season begins on Tuesday. This is a circumstance you've described as, quote, merciful, so I take it the Clippers have not had a great preseason.
Yeah, that's certainly one way to put it. They've been mixing and matching lineups, resting star players, and trying to see what works and what doesn't. So their slow play in the preseason is not really a big concern for them, but they are ready to get going. In fact, I've had several players say that they would wish that the playoffs started this week instead of the regular season because they're so eager to atone for what happened last year when people thought that they had a chance to make the NBA Finals and fell a little bit short of that.
On Wednesday, Steve Ballmer attended his first home game since buying the Clippers back in August, and one of your colleagues wrote that when Ballmer saw himself on the Jumbotron, he, quote, started clapping so intensely that it looked as if he might injure himself. Did that inspire the team to play any better?
I think they really do get a kick out of his energy and his enthusiasm for winning. Frankly, he's bringing a presence that I don't know that we've seen in the NBA. I mean, Mark Cuban certainly is visible, but I don't know if he's as voluble as Steve Ballmer. So this is going to be something that's going to be interesting to track all season long as to his role in games as an entertainer.
Blake Griffin has been key to the Clippers' success since being named Rookie of the Year after the 2010-2011 season. But last week, Griffin vowed to, quote, stand up for himself more after hard fouls. And then over the weekend, he allegedly stood up for himself a bit too aggressively with a zealous fan. Should coach Doc Rivers be worried about his star?
I don't think so. I think that what happened in Las Vegas, we don't know, you know, the full story, only the allegations. He did surprise some people with those comments about standing up for himself. And you have to wonder, you know, the next time somebody like Serge Ibaka from Oklahoma City elbows him a little too viciously, what is he going to do? Is he going to retaliate? He's done a great job so far in his career of restraining himself, but the day may be coming where that changes.
What, if any, other concerns does Doc Rivers have as the season begins?
Last year in the playoffs, they had an epic meltdown in Game 5 and never really recovered from that. So when things get tough, how is this team going to respond? Last season, obviously, with the Donald Sterling situation, that was something nobody could anticipate or prepare for. And even though they got through that first round and really weathered that storm, I feel like they did kind of get an adrenaline rush from that and kind of ran out of gas in the second round against Oklahoma City. So not anticipating anything like that happening this year that they'll have to deal with.
I can't resist asking just one more question about the ongoing Sterling saga. Last week, Mr. Sterling withdrew his lawsuit against the league and his wife for fraud, but only so he could better focus on his federal antitrust lawsuit against the NBA. Do you have any sense at all of how this is ultimately all going to shake out?
Well, I'm not going to pretend to be a legal expert, but at this point, he's pretty much throwing Hail Marys with everything he's doing in court. So I don't anticipate any of this to shake out in his favor. I think that he's already indemnified as part of the sale agreement between his wife and Steve Ballmer, the league and the Clippers, against lawsuits. So in effect, he's essentially suing himself. So I don't really see this overturning anything or resulting in any kind of big financial award for Donald Sterling.
Ben Bulch covers the Clippers for the LA Times. Ben, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Enjoyed it. Thank you so much.